listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to speak to you about the perfect word. I'm going to read to you from Psalm 119, verse 96, where we read, "I have seen the consummation of all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad." There's a lot bad to be said about modern video and television, however you watch it. But there's certainly some good things. The ability to see the wonders of the world that we would otherwise never see, that's a genuine gift. There are many amazing things, the mountains, the forests, the oceans, the creatures of this world, and we can see them on video or television or whatever without ever actually visiting them. With this in mind, we read what the psalmist wrote, "I have seen the consummation of all perfection." The psalmist considered the excellent things he had seen in this world. Perhaps he thought of the great natural beauty, the small things of intricate creation, of the beauty of human love and care. Yet in looking at all these things, they have a consummation in the sense that they have a limit or a barrier. The best things of this world only go so far. Now for the contrast. "But your commandment is exceedingly broad." Despite all the great and beautiful things of this world, something is greater still, and that is the commandment of God. His revealed word to us is not limited as the things, even the great things of this earth are. God's word is before creation. God's word is the sustainer of creation. God's word will endure beyond all creation. Note that it says that God's word is exceedingly broad. Strangely, many people today think that the Bible's narrow. They think of themselves as extremely broad-minded people, yet they show little tolerance for those things that disagree with them. God's word is indeed exceedingly broad, and it will make us a properly broad-minded people, broad-hearted and tolerant in the best sense if we read it and obey it. It will prevent us from being tyrants over others and to tolerate and to love others, even when their lives and their thinking are decidedly against God and his word. This broad place of God's word is firm and safe. It's a standing place for us. It's true that there are some difficulties on the pages of the Bible, but we have to hold to the Bible despite the few difficulties that we find in it and despite the doubts that others may have. I like what the Anglican bishop J.C. Ryle wrote. He said, "I accept the difficulties and I humbly wait for the solution. But while I wait, I am standing on the rock." Friend, is that you today? I hope that this short devotional leaves you today standing on the rock of God's word. It's an exceedingly broad place to stand, and you can go there today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.